King the Fifth is here, some additional insights for boards to consider. The new era of governance. The Institute of Directors in South Africa, IODSA, published the King the Fifth Code on Corporate Governance on the 31st of October 2025. King the Fifth replaces King the Fourth and introduces a refreshed, outcomes-based approach to governance across all sectors, including retirement funds. For boards of trustees, this signals clearer expectations, stronger responsibilities, and a sharper focus on protecting members. King the Fifth aims to modernize the governance landscape by simplifying principles, addressing emerging risks, and embedding ethical, effective leadership. Although many concepts from King the Fourth remain familiar, King the Fifth introduces new focus areas and expands on existing requirements. The code has been streamlined from 17 principles to 13, now intentionally designed to be relevant to organizations of all sizes and sectors. For retirement funds, the code is accompanied by a sector-specific guidance note and a King the Fifth disclosure framework. King the Fifth applies to financial years beginning on or after the 1st of January 2026, with early adoption strongly encouraged. What boards of trustees should know? Ethical and effective leadership. King the Fifth emphasizes that boards must lead with integrity, fairness, and a commitment to act in the best interests of members at all times. This requires exercising due care, diligence, and good faith ongoing development to maintain competence, disclosing and managing conflicts of interest, and avoiding those that cannot be managed, dedicating adequate time to prepare for meetings and fulfill fiduciary duties. Boards must also ensure that they have sufficient working knowledge of their fund, fund rules, applicable laws, codes, standards, and the retirement industry. Heightened expectations of independence. Independence is significantly strengthened in King the Fifth. Board members must exercise independent judgment and not act as representatives of any stakeholder group. They should avoid relationships or influences that could impair objectivity or independence. Although legislation does not require an independent chairperson, King the Fifth considers it good governance for the board chair to be independent. Competence, training, and continuous learning. Being a board member is not a passive role. Training is mandatory, and learning must be continuous. Boards must ensure that they have the right mix of knowledge, skills, and experience to govern effectively. No more tick box governance. King the Fifth moves away from compliance for the sake of compliance, asking, does your governance actually work? Boards must demonstrate that the decisions and oversight directly contribute to better outcomes for members. Technology and data governance as core responsibilities. In a digital world, boards must oversee cybersecurity, data protection, information quality, technology risks, and systems. Even when oversight is delegated to committees or service providers, the board remains ultimately accountable for their funds' compliance and technology governance. Funds must therefore ensure that mandates are clear, monitoring mechanisms are robust, and escalation paths are effective. Environmental, social, and governance, ESG, is mandatory. Responsible investing is no longer optional. King the Fifth places responsible investment at the center of investment governance. ESG factors must be integrated into investment mandates, monitored continuously, and aligned with the fund's long-term objectives. This approach recognizes that sustainability and member outcomes are inseparable. Boards must balance short-term pressures with long-term value creation, ensuring that investment decisions support the financial security and well-being of members while considering broader societal impacts. Transparent and meaningful reporting. Members expect more clarity, more frequency, and more transparency. Therefore, boards must improve disclosures on risks, costs, performance, strategy. Any fund that claims application of King the Fifth must report in accordance with the King the Fifth disclosure framework. The framework supports consistent, meaningful reporting that moves beyond compliance to true stakeholder engagement. Committees should fit the fund. The structure of board committees must match the fund's size and complexity. Common committees include audit, risk, investment. While ethics committees are uncommon, ethical conduct remains a core board responsibility. In umbrella funds, management committees or joint forums remain important, but accountability for all decisions still rests with the main board of trustees. Boards must also ensure effective oversight of outsourced functions through clear mandates, performance expectations, agreed standards, and escalation mechanisms for non-performance. Strategy must serve members. A retirement fund exists to provide benefits, not profit. Boards must balance long-term value, costs, risks, and sustainability. This includes achieving real, risk-adjusted returns while considering the diverse needs and life stages of members, summiting with King V, some ITT. In essence, King V expects boards to some ITT, pronounced summit. Boards must be field outcomes-focused, member-centric, ethical, independent, tech-aware, transparent. Boards that summit will reach the peak of their fund's goals, strategies, and member outcomes. Impo Kiligamongo Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts.